The Marlins and Athletics opening up a brief two-game set in Miami. Giancarlo Stanton back in the starting lineup after being hit by a pitch on his wrist on Saturday. Fourth inning, 1-0 Oakland. Marcell Ozuna facing Jarrell Cotton.
The fly ball to right, pretty well hit. Joyce goes back at the wall. Just kept carrying and carrying, and it slammed off the facing of the second deck. That is a strong man.
Stay hot, Marcell Ozuna. My goodness gracious.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ball lined out into left center. A huge two-out hit for D. Gordon. He drives in Tyler Moore, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead. Target away from Stanton. Here's the pitch, and Stanton crushes the ball. This is high. And it's way back into left center, back toward the Clevelander, and it's up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo.
He drives it right center field, hits it well. Joyce on the run, he is not gonna get it. And it bounces up over the wall. That's a ground rule double. Miami's gonna get just one run out of it, and Realmuto's gonna have to go back to second. Moore, left field, and deep. To the wall it goes. Ozuna scores. Dietrich to third. Freddie will send him. And that's a two-run double for Tyler Moore.
Marlins win their fourth in a row at home. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
I thought he used his, like that second time through, he started using the changeup more and more. I think just slowed him down. The first time through, it looked like they were having some pretty good swings at him. And, you know, they'd seen him in Oakland, but he went quickly to the off-speed more and more. I thought that kind of slowed him down just a little bit, or his fastball played.
How big was that Ozuna homer to kind of get you guys going offensively?
No, that was huge. I think to get us back there, and then D's hit, obviously, kind of Texas gives us that one-run lead, kind of a big hit. I think it's two outs, right? You know, and then the home run, and then we kind of just kept going. Yelly gets on, O gets on, and JT gets a big hit for us. So then we were able to just attack on some runs, which – give us some relief in our bullpen the way we want to be able to use it. You know, it allows us to use some not, you know, I really would have used Phelpsy for two there with the off day, you know, game tomorrow on an off day. So it allowed us not to have to do that.
When Stanton got hit in Pittsburgh the other day, what was your first instinct when you went out to see him?
When I first seen him, this thing was swelling up quick. So I'm hoping that it's gotten a big, you know, gotten some muscle and just blown up. But I guess on the other side of that, if you broke it, I guess it would probably do the same. So I was just hoping that where I was seeing the spot, it wasn't like on that wrist. And that's the area you really work on that bone in there. But it looked like it got more meat. So, again, you don't know. But I knew we had to get him out of there that day just because it was swollen so quick and we had to stop that.
Is that one of those deals where you're like just dying to find out what the report is, even while the game? I mean, that was in the first inning. I mean, you're kind of pins and needles wondering, or
you know, I just over time, I think you just don't think about it. You kind of just block it out and get through the game, stay focused on that, knowing that at some point they'll come down and kind of let you know if there's a fracture or something, and you know, then you got to deal with that.
Well, Isaiah leads the team in victories now. How encouraged are you by this stretch?
No, it's good. I think he's growing. And, you know, we see some outings still that, you know, it's that five innings where he's a lot of pitches and, you know, seems to fade a little bit. Today he seemed like he got better as the game went on. He had an extra day's rest going into the start. So that could have been one of the reasons. An extra day's can be nice for these guys this time of year. So, you know, hopefully he just keeps building on what he's doing. And you get to the point now with Hosey that you feel like he's going to keep you in the game. You don't know if he's going to go seven or – but his stuff's good enough that he's going to keep you in the game. He just doesn't go out, doesn't seem like he can get knocked around. So that's an encouraging thing, I think, for even our guys. He's aggressive. You know, he makes guys move their feet. He pitches quick. He holds runners. You know, there's no, like – either they're going to have to hit him to score. And I think that's one of the things you like about Hosey.
D. Gordon with the go-ahead hit in the fifth inning. He talked to the media after.
Try to stay in my approach, you know, try to pick up those big two-out ribbies, you know, to help the team. And, you know, it capped off a big inning for us, you know. it was just a good inning for us. You know, Giancarlo came up behind me, you know, took a great swing on him, and Tyler Moore, Derek Dietrich hustling out, you know, that would be double play ball. You know, it's just a good team effort.
And you mentioned it, that hit came with two outs. A lot of that damage came with two outs. That might have been what was most impressive about it. D, for you, in your last six games, you now have 8 hits, including that RBI single tonight. Do you feel like you're hitting your stride at the plate?
Just trying to help, you know, as much as I can from the leadoff spot. Just trying to be a help to these guys and just help us win ball games. That's all.
Jose Urena picks up the win, going 6-plus innings, allowing just one run.
You know, like, the adjustment, like, when I be, like, hit the bottom of the soil, you know, like, I be more effective. We get a ground ball, we get, like, swing and miss, things like that, you know. Sometimes we be, like, a little fun and leave the ball out, you know, and that would get a little trouble. And,
did it help that you had just seen these guys a few weeks ago and got to pitch in Oakland?
Yeah, a little bit, because the first time they saw me, they was waiting for try to make a pitch, you know, and they was taking pitches. And now, you know, I was with my thing. I go inside and those hitters, I throw fastball, and they go sit in fastball, and we can use the breaking ball, and that'll go, and we can take advantage of it.
Jose, did it help having an extra day of rest this time around?
You know, that helped, because that'll be 3 days, one extra day, and you can be chilling a little bit at the break.
Marcell Ozuna launched his 16th homer of the season. He talked after the game.
Between this year and last year is more all season. When you put everything in work and trust, the guy that help, like Robinson Cano, and the guy hitting personal of him, they help me a lot, you know. And the personal trainer, they put some work in the gym and everything, and for me that's the goal we put in the offseason, and now I see the result.
How optimistic are you that you can continue at this pace?
It's just trying to do the thing I do and play for the team and help my team most I can. Then I put the ball in play, not then I swing like crazy. And let's see what happens.
Would you like to lobby for an all-star berth? A lot of discussion at this point about who belongs. You want to?
Yeah, I just been fucking play good, and then I get a good at bat, then I make some contact, then I get my hits, homer. Just then I be on base, and then I fight for that spot if he got one, and I had to earn it.
The home run you hit, Oppo Field off the facing. What'd you think when it left the bat? Pretty way gone, right?
Yeah, I just feeling my bat. I just put my everything on that swing. Swing hard, you know, fair bite. He got a pretty good quarter. And I took it like I don't know what's coming, you know. And then I say, okay, for the next bat, just find a way. He can come in again. Just made a good swing, no matter where's the ball.
Up next, the brief 2-game set against the Athletics concludes on Wednesday with Edinson Volquez on the hill.